104
Melbourne FM.
Yo, lu pada lagi dengerin gua Rafael Satria di 104 Melbourne FM. Hari ini series kedua podcast gua, karena as you know gua random. Jadi gue, I upload everything in my podcast. In today's podcast, we will do bit of Bible study. And mostly, this podcast will deliver in English. I already have one guest, one of my favorite pastor, Ko Achen. Halo, Ko.
Halo.
By the way, kita pakai Zoom, jadi you can check out on YouTube as well. How are you, Ko?
I'm well, considering the lockdown. Spending more time with the family, that's always a good thing. So, yeah.
So, reading books and everything.
Yeah. So, you know, one of my, you know, that one of the things that I like is to read. So, I read a lot. So, during this lockdown, it's a perfect time. So, yeah, definitely.
Mantap. So ya, jadi begitu guys, hari ini kita bakal do Bible study from Matthew 20. I hope you guys can learn and enjoy and everything. But beforehand, let's do a bit of introduction dulu mungkin. Hari ini ngobrol bareng siapa nih?
So me introducing myself, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My name is Ferdinand, or some people close to me call me Ko Achen or Achen. And I'm married to Poppy for 14 years, and I've got 3 kids. So I got Judah, now he's in year 7, and then Levi in year 5, and Talitha masih di daycare. So she's almost 5. So 2 boys and a girl. I moved to Australia back in 95. So some of you, or a lot of you listening, perhaps are not even born yet or still baby. So I moved, I moved for year 12, and then, go to uni and stuff like that and stay. So, but most of my time was in Sydney. So recently moved to Melbourne, and that was in 2018, and we moved to Planet Church. So we started at Rock City Church in Nanawading. We meet in Southeast Melbourne. Nanawading.
That's
me.
Where do you come from actually?
I come from Lampung, so I grew up di Lampung.
Seriously?
That's southern part of Sumatra. And I study in Lampung until junior high, SMP 2. And then I moved to Singapore for my high school. I did that for 2 years before I moved to Perth. So I did my year 12 and undergraduate in Perth before moving to Sydney. Yeah.
What did you take in uni?
So I did a lot of uni study. my undergraduate in Perth, I did a Bachelor of Computer Science from Edith Cowan University. And then I did my Masters of IT from Sydney Uni. And then for my theological education, I did it from at Christ College in Sydney.
So was being a pastor part of your plan?
Well, not really. I was a happy professional. I was a head of technology or technical director prior to that at an advertising agency. So my education has been in technology. But I've loved the Lord. I was baptized back in 96 in Perth. And ever since, I grow day by day in the knowledge and in the grace of God. I thank God for that. And when I moved to Sydney, that's in 1999, I joined Rock Sydney Church, and I've been serving there ever since. Until we moved to Melbourne. So, but Okay. Back in 2011, I sort of know that, you know, God want to do something more in my life. So I decided to do a part-time study in theological studies. So I undertake a Master of Divinity back in 2011. So I dropped from working full-time to working 4 days a week so I can study.
Okay. I really wanted to talk that a lot, but I think save that for another Zoom meeting maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I'm up for it.
Mungkin kita ini nanti bisa ngobrolin calling and passion, because I believe banyak young people that apa mungkin sometimes still masih confused, masih bingung kayak what do I do in my life and whatsoever and blah blah blah. Mungkin next time we can talk about that maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you God. Okay, teman-teman, jadi a bit of introduction of this podcast as well. So, I few weeks ago, I think I finished Old Testament, and I start reading New Testament, and okay, I just realized, okay, I've never really read like the whole New Testament unless it's from the what is it called, like from the dari mimbar gitu, maksudnya when the pastor preach and okay, misalnya Romans 6 ya, yeah, and then I open Romans 6, but I never like read it in context, like open it from Romans 1 and whatsoever gitu. Dan I open Matthew and a lot of hal yang a lot of interesting things exist in that book. Banyak yang menarik, banyak yang ini ya kok, banyak, there are a lot of parables yang jarang dipakai juga ya, maksudnya
di
depan gitu, maksudnya a lot of parables lain yang ada di sana dan jarang dipakai. And then I stumble upon Matthew 20, dan nanti kalian bisa buka sendiri Matius 20 ayat 1 sampai 16. Itu when I read this kayak kok aku gak pernah baca ini ya sebelumnya, dan it's so interesting lah, kayak sangat-sangat menarik, dan apa ya, aku semakin sadar bahwa wow man, Bible tuh it's written 2000 years plus ago gitu, tapi it still relate until this day. And yeah, maybe if you can start, maybe what is Matthew 20 verse 1 until 16 talks about, just a little maybe.
Yeah, so Matthew 21 to 16 is, well, the title on my ESV Bible says laborers in the vineyard. So it's about laborers who come to work for a master of the vineyard, and they come in different time. So
sorry if I cut you there. Tapi just to let the listeners know the context. Ini Jesus lagi teaching ya, kok ya?
That's right. So this is a parable, right? So a parable is one of Jesus' teaching, and the turning point actually in terms of parables in the book of Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, too, from chapter 13. Before chapter 13, if you'll notice, Jesus did not teach in parables. Jesus actually teach plainly, right? And then now he teach in parables since that. And the reason, I think in chapter 13, it says that Jesus start teaching in parable because the people's heart are hardened. They refuse to listen. They hear, but they don't really hear. They see, but they not really see. So Jesus says now, well, because of that, I'm going to teach in parable to kind of conceal the meaning for majority of the people, and only close people, disciples who are willing to learn from Jesus, who stay around with Jesus, will listen to the explanation, the teaching of the parables. But for the rest of the people, the mass, they would pretty much just listen, but they don't really understand. So that's the parable, and this is one of the parables that Jesus taught. And I think it's important for me to for all of us to just hear the opening verse of this this parable. It says like this in verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. So it's about that. It's about the master hiring laborers in his vineyard. So in the morning, he went out early. He saw people, hey, come work in my vineyard. And then he went out 3 hours later, 9 o'clock in the morning. He said, hey, come and work. And then midday, and then 5 o'clock in the afternoon, hey, come and work. And then at the end of the day, he paid everyone the same. One day's wage. Those who work from morning, from 6 o'clock, and those who start at 5 p.m., they all get the same amount of pay. And some of them grumble, especially those who start early, right? They you know, like, I started early. Why did I just get paid one day worth of wages? And the master basically said, well, that's what we agree. One day's worth of work, you get one day's worth of pay. And why do you grumble? Because of my generosity to those who only work for 1 hour. So that's what the parable is. And yeah. Matthew 20:1-16.
Makanya itu yang interesting about this passage, right? Like when I read kayak it struck me sih. it struck me, and pasti a lot of people yang baca ini kayak loh ya bener si servant-nya dong, maksudnya kan they already work since morning. It is make sense. Rasanya, it feels like it is makes sense that I get paid for what I've done. Let's say in Australia, yeah. You get paid hourly.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
What is this passage want to...
Yeah, so I think it is clear, right? What he's saying here, kalau kita lihat, let me look which first. They all get paid a day's wage. So... what it means is this, yang kerja dari morning, very early, the first group of people who work from the very morning, they get paid fairly. So the master did not cheat them out of their pay. So they agree this is a day worth of pay, and you get that pay. So if that's all, they'll be happy about it. If there's no other laborers who come in later on, they'll be fine with it. Because they get paid fairly. Right, they get paid one day worth of work, wage for one day worth of work, so they get paid fairly in that sense. The problem here is when the master become generous.
So this passage also talks about kita yang sering jealous to other people.
Yeah, well, it is. So, but okay, now this is the key to reading in context, right? Reading the parable. What's this parable about? Misalnya kita baca ya, kita melihat, because if we don't read carefully, we can make it to make this parable to mean anything we want, right? But the parable is clear. It explained to us what it's about, right? So for this one, it says in verse 1, that's why I read them verse 1, it says, for the kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. So almost immediately Jesus say this parable is about the kingdom of God. It's about the kingdom heaven. So how one get to enter the kingdom of heaven? Right?
Yep.
So we can see if from that point of view, we can see, okay, how one get to enter the kingdom of heaven. The master say, well, the master said, went out early. So who went out? Who look for... Who get to enter? It's due to the initiatives of the master. Do you see that? It's the master who says here, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. You know, kalau kita cari kerja kan kita yang push, isn't it? Kita yang push, kita knocking doors of the, you know, send resume and CV to the employer, to the company, right? But that's not how we enter the kingdom of heaven. You see, it is the master here who went out and find the laborers.
Wait, okay. I got what you mean, but okay, it's just changed the whole script karena I already type the script for this podcast, right? But okay, it's now makes sense. Yeah. I got what you mean. But yeah.
So the point then is the master who went out and win this hire these laborers. That's one thing. And second thing is the issue is not the one who worked the whole day get underpaid or the master has been cheating them. It's not because they get paid fairly. But what's amazing here is the twist here is those who work only for an hour also get the whole day pay. And that's the amazing thing. And verse 15 say, the master basically says this, am I not allowed, ayat 15 ya, am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So it's about the master. So the main point here is, it's not about the laborers, right? The main thing is the main cast, the main master. Character is about the master who went out and find laborers. And second thing is about the generosity of the laborers. Yang kerja only 1 hour, they don't deserve to get paid that much, right?
But this is talking about salvation.
Yeah. How we enter the kingdom of heaven. First one say the kingdom of heaven is like a master who... sometimes when we read, we gotta slow down a bit. So Jesus explained from verse 1, it's like, for a kingdom of heaven is like a... And he tells a parable. So it's all about the kingdom of heaven. And it's about people. And so there's a few things here for sure. There's a master, the generosity of the master, different kind of laborers. So the point here, I think what people get wrong is how hard we work, right? How hard the laborers work and they don't get,
get
enough pay. But the master says here, well, you deserve what you get, a day's worth of pay. So it's not about how hard they work. That's not the point in this passage here, in this parable. But at the same time, we must not discount as well that these laborers work, right? Because there are people out there in this parable who are not hired, who have not worked, and they don't get paid in that sense. They don't enter the kingdom of heaven in that sense.
It changed a bit of my understanding, bukan a bit sih, a lot of my understanding, because if you read
how did you understand it,
the Microsoft the word that I send you ya, kok maksudnya ya karena gitu karena I read this kayak literally jadi of course maksudnya in real life in a real workplace kan that sometimes yang happen kan kayak aduh aku merasa kayak life is not fair, kayak I do this much and then I should get this much and he or she only do this little but get that much, or sometimes we always felt kayak gak tau, malah impresi yang aku dapat dari sini tuh juga something yang, tapi ini mungkin aku ngawur sih, aku salah juga sih, tapi impresi yang aku dapat juga sometimes kayak tentang judgment. Karena sometimes I felt like God, kayak should I do the judgment by myself or I'll leave it purely to God. Like if you
so this is judgment from one in the parable context, from one laborer to another.
Okay. In real life kayak aduh dia udah jahat sama aku misalnya. And then rasanya kan kayak I want to do the revenge.
Yeah.
I want to do the revenge basically. And then,
I understand what you mean. And I think you see there's that aspect too, right? In this parable, because the one that work whole day complain, isn't it?
Complain, yes.
Grumble. So there is that aspect. So we can look at from that angle too. How jadi tapi ini kita harus put it in the context of kingdom of heaven, because that's what this parable about, right? So and in our daily life we apply that. where we put it into this context and we think like, okay, Lord, you know, I've served you so much with my life. I've been faithful to you. You know, I'm a worship leader in my church. I lead a cell group, a comm cell in my church. You know, I've been faithful. I've been giving. I've been paying tithe. You know, but how come this new guy who haven't done much in church got blessed so much more than me? Right? And that is so right too. That is in there in a sense. And then what's the master answer to that? Master answers to that is, hey, yes, you've been serving all this time, but I love you. You're now in the kingdom of heaven. And you basically, we already enjoy the benefit. And what we grumble really is what the master says here is the generosity, the kindness of God towards those who are undeserved. Those who just come in, those who just work for 1 hour, how come they get blessed as much or even more, right? So it's more about that. And then, so we can see the heart of the issue here is God's generosity, the master's generosity, right? And we kind of somehow gak bisa terima gitu loh. Kok Tuhan? And that's not new, you see. That's not new. In the book of Jonah, there's a prophet Jonah. It's the same. And God says to Jonah, preach to this pagan nation who are evil. And Jonah said, no, I'm not going to do that. And Jonah's reason not doing that is because Jonah said, you are a merciful and gracious God. If I go there, they will repent. And I don't want them to repent. I want you to destroy them. And that's our heart, isn't it? And that's our heart. We think we deserve God's love because we love God, because we serve God. But that's the wrong way. We serve God because God has first loved us. And I like how Tim Keller says it. I mean, you know, he says this. That's being religious. When we think like that, that we're being religious, because religious people says, we obey, or I obey, so that God accepts me and God loves me. But Christianity is not religion. Christianity is relationship with God, right? So the reason that we obey is because we have been accepted. I'm accepted by God. I'm loved by God. Therefore, I obey. Therefore, I serve. So the attitude is different when we can see it that way. And so our obedience, our work for God, is our response to God's love and acceptance for us, not to earn or to pay or purchase God's love or God's favor in that sense.
Okay, that's becoming interesting. So in that case, can I say whatever we do in a good deed, yeah, in a good way, in good terms, itu, so will that change the love of God for us, or it won't?
Okay.
Now mungkin, that, mungkin that... Bukan, selain love, mungkin juga. What if we talk about blessing, berkat?
That's right. Yeah. That is good. That is good questions. I know what you mean. So let me just rephrase it, right? So what you're asking is, kita semua udah terima Tuhan, kita semua mengasihi Tuhan. Kalau kita bekerja lebih keras buat Tuhan, can we gain more favor in that
sense?
Yeah. All right. So let me tag it from another way, right? This is Jesus' words from I can't remember which gospel. I think in John. In John. Jesus says this, John 15. Okay, Johannes 15, ayat 13. John 15, verse 18. Jesus said this, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Jadi Tuhan Yesus bilang ini, gak ada lagi kasih yang lebih besar, yang lebih dalam, than someone who laid down his life for his friends. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Because this is someone who said this. Jesus said this, And that exactly what he did for you and I. He laid down his life for you and I. And when he said that, he said, there's no greater love than that. And I did that for you. So what it means, what I'm trying to get to is this. If God has done that for us, what else can we ask him? What more can Christ or Jesus or God do for us to show that he loves us more? The answer is nothing. Because Tuhan Yesus bilang, there's no greater love. I've shown you the greatest act of love that I could show you. That is to lay down my life for you. And this is another interesting thing about that is, Jesus said in context of laying down your life for your friends. And the Bible clearly says in Romans 3 that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3, 23, I think. And the point of that is Jesus laid down his life not for his friends, but for his enemies. You and I are God's enemies because we have sinned and we have rebelled against God. Can you imagine to sacrifice or even to spend time or to give generously to your enemy? No way, right? But Jesus said, I lay down my life for you and I. We are God's enemies. And then we somehow we think we want more, you know, of God's love for us. So that's a long answer to a short question. Can God love us more? I think the answer is, well, he has shown us the greatest love there is. And all that we do today for his glory, for the kingdom of God, when we serve him, when being kind to one another, when we love one another, that is a response of what we have received from God. Yeah. You see, the more we understand, we behold God's love for us, the more generous we become, the more loving we become.
Yeah. What about these terms? I don't know if you're starting to got familiar atau mungkin ini because since you you have your like your own church and ini tapi sometimes in Indo we say Tuhan tambahkanlah iman kami. So is that statement bisa enggak iman bertambah?
That is interesting, isn't it? So there's that aspect of a lack of faith, isn't it? People say, right? Kurang iman, kan? I'm reminded of disciples. Jesus' disciples in the Gospel of Luke 17. He the disciple asked Jesus this: increase our faith. Let's turn to that Luke 17, 17 verse 5. So the apostles say to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, this is jawaban Tuhan Yesus. Jadi kan, that's your question, isn't it? Like, can we increase our faith, right? And that's the same question that the apostles, the disciples of Jesus asked. And this is what Jesus answered. Rather than giving you my answer, this is what Jesus answered. If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, this is small, okay? Mustard seed is really tiny. So if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, planted in the sea, and it would obey you. What does it mean? Tuhan Yesus bilang gini, kalau iman kamu itu kecil seperti mustard seed saja, you ask this mulberry tree, which have so deep of a root, it will get uprooted and it will move to the sea. And then you want increase of faith. So maksudnya Yesus ini apa? Sometimes we look at the size of faith, right? But that's we thinking in the wrong dimension, just like the disciples. Tuhan Yesus try to correct the disciples' thinking. What matters here is not the size of our faith, but the object of our faith. Who we put our faith in, not how big our faith is. Because the problem is, when we ask God, give me more faith so that I can do this and do that, oftentimes it's because the object of faith is not in Christ, not in God. So it's the object of faith has been misplaced rather than the size of our faith. You know, so that's why we think we need bigger faith, we need more faith. Jesus say, no, you don't need bigger faith. You need to have the right faith. You need to write the right object where you place your faith in. Because we you know, whether without realizing or not, we put faith in us, in our family, in our parents, in our ability, in our strength, in our intelligent, in our career, you know, in all sort of things. That's where we put our faith in, rather than in God.
Thank you, Ko. It really blessed me, and I hope all the listeners also get something from this podcast. Thank you so much. It answers all of my question. I mean, yeah. Thank you. Any closure statement or something?
Yeah, I just want to say this. I think it's in the theme of what we talk about our love and God's love, God's generosity with us. I just want to remind all of us that everything that we do in life for God, it's nothing compared to what God has done for us.
Yeah,
and that is what in this parable, the generosity of the master. It's not how hard we work, but it's the generosity of the master. And to the questions of, oh, can God love me more? How much you love me? Why I'm not rich? Why I'm not blessed enough? And Jesus basically say, look at the cross, look at me hung on that cross with my arms open wide. You want to ask me how much I love you? Jesus basically say with his action, this much.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you Ko Achen, udah mau aku gangguin.
Anytime, it's my pleasure.
And mau aku undang in my podcast. I hope you guys learn something from today's episode. And if you guys like, DM me or message me. If you guys have any like question about reading in context, I think, or whatsoever, message me. But anyway, thank you for listening. My podcast is available on YouTube and Spotify. Oh, just don't forget to share, maybe if you think this podcast bless you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you, Ko Achen.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Salam buat Cici dan anak-anak semuanya.
Thank you. Thank you for the honor. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.